Okay, we're going to take another look at an example of a dog that is hunting, is sleeve happy, and is actually being ruined as far as any sort of real home guardian work. So we'll take a look at this dog as I give my commentary. Okay, first you will notice that this dog isn't paying any attention to this helper, has no interest whatsoever, goes for the sleeve that the gentleman just kicked on the ground. So now the guy comes with a whip. Notice the dog is not barking. This is all silent, which is a good indication that the dog is in predatory drive rather than in defensive drive. So the guy's going back and forth with the whip. The dog danced around. Now he goes and he gets the sleeve. Again, the dog is, you can see the dog looking at the sleeve. The dog has no interest in this dude. Dog bites the sleeve. Okay, dog is clinging to the sleeve. Now the handler is pulling on the lead. Dog is clinging to the sleeve. Clinging. Handler's pulling, causing back pressure, tension. Let's go, and the dog plays with the sleeve. Guy goes to grab the other sleeve. Now, the idea here is supposedly so the dog doesn't get sleeve happy. You didn't, this is just another round of hunting and tug game. This is pure tug game. Wipes the dog on the head with his other hand. Did you see that, where he touched the dog on the head? Kind of swiped along the side of the dog's head. The dog didn't pay any mind to that. That's a good opportunity for the dog to get stabbed. Hitting the dog with the switch. Let's go of the sleeve. The dog is totally looking at the sleeve. Has no interest in this guy whatsoever. Right? Waiting. The dog is waiting now to play the game again. Now the guy's running back and forth. And the dog is not interested in this dude. Grabs the sleeve again. Let's go. The dog totally playing with the sleeve. He's trying to whack the dog with the whip to get the dog to pay attention to him. Goes back for the sleeve. Oh, they cut the video. They spliced it. Must have been something really interesting there. This guy's in no danger. Bites the sleeve again. Again, there's no real aggression here. This guy isn't in any danger. This is purely a game. Picks up the other sleeve. Again, no barking, no growling, no threat display. There's no aggression here whatsoever. Grabs the sleeve. Again, the dog plays with the sleeve. The guy walks away. Okay, so there you have it, man. There's the typical stuff that we see that is pawned off today as protection training. Don't be fooled by that stuff. That has nothing to do with any sort of real home guardian work whatsoever. you know, for one thing, you want the dog, let me tell you, when you start a dog off in an agitation session, if you're wanting a serious dog, not this, this is sport training. I don't know what this is. You need to get that dog fired up in aggression, right? It's going to be days or weeks before you ever let that dog get a bite on a sleeve, okay? The first thing that you want to do for a real dog is you want to activate and you want to cultivate and you want to strengthen the anger and the defensive drive in the dog, okay? We've known this for a couple thousand years. This is how you make guard dogs. This is how you make protection dogs. This dog is not even hunting. This is an absolute total game. And that dog has absolutely developed terrible habits that have ruined it, more than likely, for serious. Plus, it's been bred for extreme prey drive and not to be suspicious of people. So we know that this is not the right way to go. You want to bring out that agitation. You know, if you go back to the old Kohler method, you know, bringing the dog to a fury, absolute fury. And for days and weeks, of training before there's ever a bite on a sleeve. And in my case, I'm not even doing a sleeve before there's ever bumps in the muzzle, right? We have to have control of our dog as well, rather than back tying a dog to a post and just having it, you know, lunging. We should at least be holding the dog so it has some sense that it's working with us. Yeah, there's just all kinds of problems with this type of training. And I'm posting this as fair use and as educational purposes. And you can see for yourself there. If you think that I'm wrong, let me know in the comments. Where do you think I'm mistaking there? That's really poor training. That's, like I said, this particular dog, this isn't even hunting. It is hunting, but it's more of a tug game. There's no real, even serious predatory aggression here. But this is not how you train a home guardian dog at all. As a matter of fact, this is how you ruin a home guardian dog.